The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
One of the mitzvahs that we've discussed extensively over the last 10-15 daf is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. And there's an Indian, a kash, which is brought up by the Achronim in reference to Trumas Hadeshen, which is an opportunity to discuss something that has a little bit more of a breitkeit, somewhat more of a shas Indian. That's the Indian of, that's called Kol Adam Lefi Mashehu, which is a Mishnah in Kalim. We're going to start with the din of Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara tells us that Trumas Hadeshen is bekoimitz. What's the shear? How much deshen has to be taken off the Mizbeach and put next to the Mizbeach? A koimitz is a small amount. It's the same shear that we find by a carbon mincha, how much the koin separates from the carbon mincha, how much is burnt together with the levoina on the mizbeach before the rest of the mincha is eaten. The shear koimitz. And koimitz, in the simple sense, koimitz, how much is a koimitz? A koimitz is the three fingers, the three middle fingers of the hand, rubbed smooth by the fingers on the outside, the amount that's clutched in between those fingers. L'chayre, there's no absolute shear. It's not a certain size, either in grams or in either in weight or in size, because every single person, that the size of their hand, their koimitz, is going to be different. So when we ask what the shear of the Trumas Hadeshen is, l'chayre, the shear is Kol Adam Lefi Mashehu, every single person kefi their hand. And Achronim, the Gemara Sari, points out that this seems to be at odds with the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says in Perek Yud Zayin Ha, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Yesh Oimrim Akol Lefi Mashehu Adam. There are certain shiurim, there are certain dinim in the Torah that don't have a shear that's an objective shear. They have a subjective shear kefi the size of, relative to the person who's involved in that act. What are the cases that the Mishnah brings? Koimitz mincha, the kmitza of a mincha. Choifin k'toiris, the chafina is the way, also done in the hand, the way of measuring the k'toiris. Also that's relative to the size of the koin who's doing its hand. Shoisim leim lugma v'yem akipurim. We know that whereas other macholos asuros, the shir ha'isur is a kezayis, basim cholov, shrotzim, Nevelis, Trefis, the shear of Machal Sasuris, when a person gets Malkus, Achman Klan is a Kazayis. The shear of Revius is always the shear of Shisio Asura. Yai Nesach, let's say, the shear that's Machai Malkus is a Revius. However, Yom Kippur, we're going to learn Yetz Hashem, the 8th parak of Yuma, that the shiurim are different. Over there, it's an Indian of Inui, not an Indian of Machal Sasuris. The shear is Bichtei Kiseves and Malay Lugma of Yom Kippur, the size of how much liquid is contained in a person's cheek. Also, that's relative to a person's cheek. There's a very big difference between a 7-foot person's cheek and a 4.5-foot person's cheek, and yet the shear is relative to each person to be the size of his mouth. Mozen Shtei Sudes Le'eruv, the last case of the Mishnah, is the size of Shtei Sudois for an Erev. If a person wants to establish an Erev Tchumin, if a person wants to establish a Erev Chaseres, he has to be Keveya, that his Dira, he has to be Keveya Shvisa in a certain place. The vehicle for doing that is Erev Chaseres, Erev Tchumin. How much food has to be there is Mozen Shtei Sudois is relative. There are different cases which would seem to also go under this heading. We'll try to throw out some of the cases that the Achronim bring up as Ha'oris in reference to what the Mishnah includes and what the Mishnah doesn't include. We'll start, obviously, from the case that we're discussing. The Kmitza of Trumas Hadeshen, which is discussed in Achronim, the Gvur Sari asset, L'chayr, that should also be in the Mishnah. It's possible to say the Mishnah only said one Kmitza, Kmitz Mincha. You see from the Achronim asking different kashas of different shiurim that there's no one way of defining what's in the Mishnah, what's not in the Mishnah. What's discussed, legabi the koimitz of the mincha, legabi the koimitz of the Trumas Hadeshen, is that, first of all, the Trumas Hadeshen, the mincha was done, like we said, the three middle fingers of the hand. The koimitz of the Trumas Hadeshen was done with the kli. It's possible that there was a uniform size. that there was no sheer lama, that it wasn't just a sheer kefidah size of the person's hand, it wasn't done with the person's hand. That's A. B, there's discussion achronim whether such a thing would be under the category of kefi mashahu adam, kol adam lefi mashahu, because the Gemara says that the act of a koimis can't be drawn by somebody whose hand, who can't contain in his hand a size of shtei zeisim. That's the minimal size of a koimis. If that's the case, then there is a shear. It's a shear for how much is not called a kmitza. Is that called a shear, or is that called just a definition that killed the person is missing a hand and he can't be mekamit, he can't do the shear kmitza? That's subject to debate. But again, that's mamish the shayla. Is there a shear, at least a minimal shear of shtei zeisim, or the shtei zeisim just a way of defining that this person doesn't have holding space, in which case he can't do a kmitza. It's not because there's a shear of kmitza, but it has to be a kmitza. And the shear of a kmitza is at least the volume of shtei zeisim, and therefore that would not be a case of something that doesn't have a shear, that the shear is toli kol echod lefi mashahu. I'd like to go through a few of the more interesting cases, the way they're discussed in the Achronim. One of them we mentioned before, Erevin, is the Mishnah of Daf Mem Ches says that if a person goes out of his tchum, the famous halacha, the person is stuck in his dalet amos. Over there, it's clear in the Gemara that the dalet amos does not mean an objective dalet amos, the way we have dalet amos as being a size. According to Chaznish, 24 inches, according to Ramosha, 18 inches, according to 20 inches, according to Abchaim, something less. It's not an objective size. It's subjective over there in the Sugi, Kafi, his feet. Dalad Amoitsov. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah Kalim. I'm trying to point that out. Maybe this has something to do with that, Kasha. The Minchaschinuch of Mitzvashin Yud Gimel brings a raya from the fact that the Mishnah does not include something very obvious. When we want to know how quickly a person has to eat matzah, or how much he has to break, if a person is a chelish esh b'sakana, and he's eating on Yom Kippur, how much he has to take breaks in order that the achilah shouldn't be mitzarev to an achilah's kazayis, the shit is k'day achilah's pras, the size of a pras, how long it takes. Again, the achronim have a tremendous variance of shiurim, ranging any place from 2 minutes all the way till 9 minutes. They say by matzah to be machmir, by Yom Kippur to be machmir all the way, so on and so forth. There's a lot of discussion about that. The 2 minutes seems more like Korav Alemis. The 9 minutes doesn't seem so likely. The Gabi Yom Kippur, they say to be machmir, to their Isis. But the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras L'Chayr should be told in how long it takes that person. Kedei Achilas Pras means how long it would take him to eat that amount, that time frame. Shouldn't it be told each person, Kol Adam L'Fi Mashu? Why is that not in the Mishnah? So the Cheschenuk brings a raya that's totally not in Benini. There's one shear, 9 minutes, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever the case is, but it's not totally in each person, kefim mashahu. The problem is, the Mishnah Berurah, in Tafrei Shud Ches, in Kotel Kabbalah, in Yom Kippur, says, the kol echad mishar lefim mashahu, says each person makes the cheshvan lefim mashahu. But I flex with the shayla from the Mishnah Kelim. Why is that not in the din of lefim mashahu Adam, the Mishnah? That's a kasha. Another example, Turi Evin and Chagiga Dafir Aleph asks, about mikvois. What's the shear of a mikvah? The Torah says, V'rochas kol besori b'mayim. The Torah doesn't say that a mikvah has to be arboim so. We know, as a given, that a mikvah is arboim so. Let's put down a few basic rules. The shear of a mikvah is arboim so. Our mikvois are a lot bigger than arboim so. What's arboim so? Arboim so is the Gemara's Meshire, that the size of an Adam Benin is 3 amas by 1 amma. Square that 3 by 1 amma, the size that in cubic water volume will be memso. So the Gemara says that the shear of a mikvah midaraisa is memso. Now, the second thing that we have to realize is that the shear of memso means that that's how much water you need in the mikvah without mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim, any water that's brought in by pump, by kli, anything that's brought in kli, the water is not from a natural rain source, will pass on the mikvah. Our mikvah is, we have forces going in. The Torah says, once the mikvah is made and it's a full arboim so, either the mikvah itself is arboim so, or they attach it with various halachic devices to a bor, which is not seen by the eye, where there is memso, it's a bit complicated, But if it's attached over there, it's considered, it had, there's a mikvah of memsa, you have to open that up, you have to get either rainwater or a spring, so on and so forth, which is not always so easy. And thereafter, you can fill up as much water as you want of shuvim. Before there's memsa in the mikvah, three lug of mayim shuvim will pass on the mikvah. Any water that's added man-made, three shuvim will pass on the mikvah. What's the shear of memsa? Like we said, it's the shear because the Torah says baruch, it's called b'sar b'mayim. That's the shear of Chazal, how much it would take to cover the average person. The average person, l'chor, should be totally kafi mashu. Every single person needs as much water, it has to be brachot kol b'sar b'mayim. So to Evan and Chagiga says, l'chor, this is, if that's true, that kol adam l'fi mashu, and then it doesn't stem with the Mishnah, why doesn't the Mishnah Kalim say a mikvah? Kol adam l'fi mashu? It's not a size that's objective, it's a size, l'fi, whatever would be brachot kol b'sar b'mayim. A midget will be less. A basketball player in the NBA will be more. So most Rishonim accept that Memsa is an absolute shear, since that's a shear of another Benny. The Bach in Yeridayasim Kufchov, as I state in Smag, also the Rishonim bring, the Mederaisa, Sagibirvis, that's when there's no shear in the Mikvah. We find, let's say, a Mayon that you could be Toivul Kalim, if you have rushing water from a Mayon, it's not a Mikvah where it's Ashbarin, it's Zeichlin, it's water that flows, but it flows, it's Mayim Chaim, it's flowing water. Over there, the shear, you can put a clean, you can be table in a mikvah of a revius. Bach says, Batsim, that should be true by a regular tvila, by regular water that's gathered that's Ashbarin, that's sitting in one place. But, since you need Ramat Chol B'Sar B'Mayim, you need Memso, which means that a midget would be less, and a giant would need more. If that's true, then according to them, there's no share in the mikvah. It's kol adam l'fi mashu. On them, you have a kasha. What do you do with the Mishnah in Kalim? The kasha is not only on a mikvah. The kasha, like we said, is on a mayon. A mayon, the shear is, we said the shear is a revius. That would be a shear. That's not kol adam l'fi mashu. The Rambam says that the shear of a mayon is not even a revius. It's kol shu. If you have a needle and you have rushing water, be'etzem, even if the rushing water has a kol shu less than a revius, you could also be tovel. So then it's no shear. Just the size of the needle. That's all. You have to be able to put the whole needle in. There's a Rosh in the beginning of the it says not the way. The Rosh says the shear is revius. Less than that is not considered any amount of liquid in one spot, in which case that would be a shear. That wouldn't be part of the Mishnah. The Rambam will have shear, but it's the same kasha. Comes along the Imre Baruch. The Imre Baruch is Hagoyes on the Turei Evin, written by Reb Baruch Frankel Tum, one of the big goyim of 200 years ago. The Shvev Reb Chaim Tzanzer was the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam is the only sefer that we have from him, but we have a lot of Torah from the Baruch Tam in the form of Hagoyes on the works of different Achroinim. On the Ktzoyis and the Sivis, on the Turei Evin, said that the first Tkufa, when Tshuvas Nevi Yehuda got, was printed, when the Baruch Tam, as a young man, received his copy of the Nevi Yehuda, he went up, it was time to say, he went up to the attic of his house, he went up to the roof to be able to study the Tshuvas Nevi Yehuda, one of the Gedolei Ador, to be able to learn with concentration, and he was so busy writing his glosses on the side of his Neid Yehuda, which Baruch Hashem we have, that he forgot to come down. He was there till the next day. He skipped. He forgot about Kriyas Megillah. They forgot to call him. But in any case, the Hagoyes that he has on Turei Evin are printed also in most volumes of the Turei Evin. And over there, he says, Alam de Shavar, to be Miyashim de Kasha de Turei Evin. He says like this. He says that the Mishnah only includes things that don't have any absolute shear. Anything that has an absolute shear, like we said, a revius, let's say for a Mayan, you want to put a kli which is bigger, you'll need more than a revius. But there's at least a minimum shear of revius. That's not part of the Mishnah Kalim. If there's a shear lamalo, which is absolute, that also would not be part of the Mishnah. Zok Imre Baruch, that the shear of Memso is an absolute shear. Aye, if a person is a larger size, you'll have to take 45 saw, 50 saw, 60 saw, whatever the case may be. You'll need a whole Mississippi River to be toivel him. So why is that called? Where's memso a shear? If you need v'rochts kol b'sar b'mayim, he says like this. He says if you have memso, you can add in she'uvim afterwards to be mekayim the v'rochts kol b'sar b'mayim. He says that the v'rochts kol b'sar b'mayim is not a din in the size of the mikvah. The size of the mikvah is abayim saw. Period. That's how long l'moshim is sinai. The rochat kol b'sar b'mayim is a way of being kaveh that the shear is memso. Plus, also in order to facilitate the ma'isa tvila, you need the rochat kol b'sar b'mayim. He has to be able to be toivel in one shot. But that's not a shear. That's a din in the ma'isa tvila. is remember the size of a mikvah has an absolute shim, memso. In which case, like we just said, what you'll be able to do is, if you need to prepare a mikvah for somebody who's 8.5 feet tall, and 40 saw won't cut it, won't be enough, what you'll do is you'll take a mikvah of memso, you'll add in mayim she'uvim, and it's not, the mikvah doesn't become possible from the she'uvim because it's a full mikvah. The shear of the mikvah is memso. Again, is this a teretz? The chersik is shmak a teretz. There is a shear of memso in a mikvah. It's not kolod and lefi mashu. The problem is that's machlokes yushayim. The Ra'ah, the Rajba, and the Teres Abayis, the classic Sefer and Hilkis, is the Heter, is written by the Rajba. One of the Chalokim deals with Hilkis Mikvois. The Rajba argues on the Ra'ah, but the Ra'ah, who's the Bar Pluk to the Rajba, and the Bedek Abayis, the Pirush on the Teres Abayis, the Ra'ah says this word. He says, if Ra'ah Chol B'Sar B'Mayim will be enough 40 so after that you can add She'uvim. According to the Ra'ah, we don't have Teres. Sorry, according to the Rajba is the one who says you'll be able to add Shuvim. The Ra'ah argues. So according to Rajba, we'll have a teretz like Dimri Bar. According to the Ra'ah says, no, the Shir is Kalad Mufi Mashu. If he's a Beinoni, then the Shir will be Memso. If he's a midget, the Shir will be 20. If he's a giant, the Shir will be 60. So it's again, Kalad Mufi Mashu. Why is that not part of the Mishnah? Let's add another Maram Mokim in this Hilchus Mikvois. The Mishnah Brura. The halacha is, we mentioned before that there's rushing water, there's an idea of tefillas kelim, even in a mikveh that's less than memso. The same is true if a person, it's good to know, if a person ever gets stuck in the woods without a proper kli and you want to have a picnic lunch, the way to wash your hands for netil sedaim is called tefillas yodaim. The bracha is al tefillas yodaim. The halacha is in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Nun Tes. And in Sifkot and Pei, it's also in the Shatzin over there, he says something interesting. The halacha is you're allowed to be toivel yodaim b'mayon. How big does the mayon have to be? How big does the fresh spring water have to be for tvilas yodaim? The Mishnah Berurah says over there, the Shatzin bases it, he provides the reasoning. But the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is like this. He says that you need the shear of Kadesh Yitzvah Yodav Bebasachas. The size of the mayon has to be big enough to put both hands in at one time. The same way in a mikveh you have to put in your whole gulf, and over here you need to be toivel both hands. So you need to have the size of the mayon has to be big enough to put both hands in at once. There's only one little problem. The Chazanish raises Parsh Deshaila. Tvilas Yodav Tzmufurish in the Gemara and Chulin, in Perikol Abasa and in the Mishnah Berurah over there, that Tvilas Yodayim does not have to be done both hands at one time. If we look at the shear of a Mayon as a shear in the Maisa Tvila, the way the Imri Baruch says, it doesn't fit with this Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says that the shear is Kedei Litvo Beis Yodayim. The halacha is that the Maisa Tvila could be done one hand at a time. Why would I need the size of Kedei Sheyitvo Shtei Yodov Bebasachas? Seems in the Mishnah Berurah accepted that there's a shear, there's an absolute size that the mayon has to be. Nothing to do with the act of tefillah per se, that you can do one hand at a time. But the size of the mayon has to be kefi tefillas yodayim, because that's what you're doing. The same as the size of it, because rach tchol b'sar b'mayim. Which means it's not a din in the maysa tefillah, it's a shear in the mikveh itself, in the chshivus, in the size, in the volume of the mikveh itself, that would be miyash v'avashal. That's why it's not part of the Mishnah. In Kelim, because there is an absolute shear. The shear of Rogat Kol B'Sarai B'Mayim is an absolute shear of Kol B'Sarai. It's not just the amount of water you need to facilitate being head first, being all the way in the water at one shot. We'll finish off with one last Maram Okim, or at least another few. One place where they also bring this type of shayla is the Halacha of a shofar. What's the size of a shofar? The size of a shofar is sheir tefach kidei achiza biyode v'yirene mikan u'mikan. You have to be able to put four etzbois. You have to be able to put a hand on the. You have to be able to put your hand on the shofar to hold it, obviously, to blow. The size of a hand, the four etzbois, four fingers going from side to side, from right to left, four etzbois is the size of a tefach. It has to be on that side, and that side with enough extra in the middle. Others say this shear is deraisa, others say this shear is derabonon, and they want to know why is the shear of of Shofar, also not called on Lufi Mashulukha, the Etzba is something. There is an absolute Shir of Etzbois, or Tvachim, or Amois, which are absolute. When we talk about Dalar Amnis, B'chol HaTorah Kulo, we talk about how much Schach will be considered Lovod, or any other place. Yud Tvachim Legabe, building an Eruv, it's an absolute Shir. But over here, the Shir is to be able to hold the Shofar. That shear an absolute shear? Is it an objective shear? Or it's subjective to the hand of the person who's the Baal Tekeh? Why is that not in the Mishnah in Kalim? Again, the same type of shayla. Different approaches are discussed, but the shayla is a shayla. And it's kedai always, whenever there's shear that are totally in physical sizes, it's always kedai to remember this Mishnah. One last case to throw out is Afikayam. Afikayam is one of the classic Yeshivish Svarim, Chelik Beis Simen Aleph. He talks about Sviya Bichsamozin. What's the Shir Bichsamozin deraisa? The Chalto v'Savoto, only if a person needs enough Kedei Sviya. The Rabbanu with Mechayiv Kedei, even if a person needs a Kazai, it's Shteit Megamar and Brochus. What's the difference if you Chayiv deraisa the Rabbanu, if you forgot if you benched? Or if you don't know if you said, if you benched properly, whether you have to go back? Sof deraisa l'chum, sof deraban l'kula. If you're deraisa, you could be moitzi somebody who is somebody else's deraisa. If you're only mechuyiv in derabani, you can be moitzi somebody deraisa. So on and so forth. The Gemara Brachos has different afkaminas between being mechuyiv deraisa and derabani. The shir deraisa, again, is kedei svir. How much is kedei svir? L'chari, each person. Some people eat like birds. Some people eat like elephants. L'chari, the shir is totally kol echad l'fi sviosoi. The emes is that if you look in halacha, in Hilkos Birchas Hamazon, the shir tshuva in kuf tzadik zayin, sivhei, brings down that the Ridbaz, the classic Poisik from 500 years ago, it was poshut by him that a Zokin or Choyle is Chayiv Bichsamozin less than a Kazayis, even though it's not a Maizachila. Why? Because Kedei Sviya. You have a person who is not well, and by him, if he eats a few crumbs, he's Besoiva, he'll be Mechuyiv Bichsamozin Deraisa. Others say not that way. You have to have a Chalta less than a Kazayis, not called a Maizachila. Say that. Shalom the lomdus of whether the ma'isachila benching has to be the ma'isachila b'chol ha'terikulu. That has to be kizayis. But you see that it's a relative share. Again, why is it not in the Mishnah in Kalim, like we said? I just want to say a lomdus should say that the shir kidei sviya is not a... it doesn't mean that there's a sheer kolod in lefi mashahu. It's a person benches when he feels full. He's in an emotional state that v'rom lovecha v'shachachta says kedei svi, he has to bench the raisa. It's not a sheer in the oichel. It's not a sheer at all. It's just a state of where you are. When you eat kedei svi, you're in a different state when you're still hungry. Only in that state are you mochit to bench. But it's not a sheer in how much food. It's just the effect that it has on the person. Okay, that's a lamed shetaret. There's another one last place where they ask the shayla is also in a sheer beggar that's chayv dal kantfis. Chayv has to do with roiv haguf. Others want to say that there's an absolute sheer and how big of a beggar is mechuyev in tal. So those little kid-sized, tyke-sized talz cotton don't cut it in terms of being mechayev the mitzvah. But whether there's an absolute size, how big that absolute size is. Some places can say there is an absolute size, 18 tvachim, 24 tvachim, whatever it is, they have in the stores. If you want to be makbid like the Chaznish here, they have a 24 by 24 inch talus cotton. The wool ones takes up a lot of space. But the Aruch HaShulchan, other places can hold that there is no absolute shir. It's called Adam Lefi Mashu, Roiv Gufoy. If that's the case, then it should be another din. Again, maybe that's not a din in the size of the beged. It's a definition of a beged which facilitates the size of the beggar facilitates how it's worn. If it's just a little, one of those little blue and white scarf type of talesim, then it's not a beged, all it is a scarf. A beged with chshivus is a beggar that covers Rav Gufay. Is that a shear in the talus cotton? No. Similarly, again, like we said, benching, it's just a definition of how it's worn, not so much the size of the beged. Similarly, that's not called even a shear. That's just a definition in terms of the usage of the thing. So maybe that wouldn't be shvim. It's just an interesting to be mitayel meinyan leinyan. But kedai whenever these things come up to always ask oneself: does it fit with the Mishnah Kel? Does it not? Is it a shir? Is it not a shir? Is it just a halacha to facilitate usage, or is it a halacha which in the cheshivas of the item in question? And there's that Mishnah Kel to contend with what it says and what it doesn't say, like all the kashas that we make.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.